Okay.
It always makes you fight.
He made my punch list.
And that was our first fight. Time is a flat circle.
Like, two people are gonna get this.
Ooh. Love, Kale.
Ew. I want him to crawl to me.
Now that was spicy.
Your Honor, I love him.
Gross. Why choose means you don't choose.
I want a third act breakup because I want him to grovel.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Trust me, I'm a father. Don't worry, Daddy's got you. Welcome back to chapter 14 of the Smut Daddy podcast.
Hey guys.
Hi, everybody. It's been 10 seconds for you. It's been a minute since we filmed.
It's been a real hot minute.
It has been a minute. I am your host, Father Lib, aka the Smut Daddy.
And I am your co-host, Sister Britt. And we are just two besties that found each other on Bookstagram and can't imagine life without the other now.
Woo! And to just get it out of the way, in case no one's listening, we're on a weird schedule because I'm pregnant, folks. I'm miserably pregnant. Right. Everyone's like, I'm miserably pregnant. We're very excited, but our schedule's been all over the place. So you guys are like, you have an episode every week. Yeah. Well, we haven't filmed in weeks. So, but we are coming at you today with a rapid fire of holiday wrecks. And when we say rapid fire, we mean rapid fire. You're going to have to do more research.
We're going to mean it this time, you guys. Okay.
Yeah. You guys are going to have to do more research on your own if you want more info, but these are some tried and trues that we love that we are going to get into. But what are you reading? What you been reading, Sister Britt?
Gosh, I've been reading a lot since we last filmed, but I feel like I've been in beta land recently. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a beta right now for a debut for Emmy Good or Goody. I don't know if it's a hard E or soft E there on the end, but
I don't know either.
Debut's coming out in, I think, spring is when she's shooting for that. Trusting the Fall with Leif and Claire, and I am loving it. I am also, like, finishing up. I did get one holiday novella in, which I will be recommending here in a moment. I was able to finally get in Training the Heart after I ordered it from Blackwell's because I was just not enjoying the FOMO. So I did get to experience Wade and Ivy, and
I'm waiting
them.
Until the 31st.
You're holding out?
I am holding out.
I couldn't do it.
Mostly because I just don't have time.
Yes. True. Hmm. And I also snuck in Lost and Lassoed with Gus and Teddy, and I love that.
I still need to get to that as well.
It was low angst, which is right up my alley. I loved it. It was so sweet. But yeah, I'm currently in the midst of a beta, so I am reading on my laptop, which sometimes is a blessing and a curse. I love being able to put my like little comments in the Google Doc and stuff, but I don't read as quickly on my computer as I do on my Kindle.
Me neither. I mean, I still read fast, I know that, but it's significantly slower.
Yeah, I'm always like, why is this taking forever? It's like, you're on your laptop. I'm like, is that a valid reason? Yes, yes it is. Can I just say real quick? Sorry. I just wanted to say that I did do a couple of comfort rereads, and you're wanting to do rereads in 2025, and I just did a few, and they hit the spot, so I highly recommend them. If you're feeling slumpy, go back to a tried and true, because I did that with His Greatest Muse by Hannah Cowan, mm-hmm. with Noah and Tiny, and third time's like, love them
third
even
time's
more.
A charm.
Third time's a charm. But then I also did two recent audio rereads of Mile High and The Right Move with the Windy City series, and I'm listening to Caught Up. I just started. I'm on chapter 3 of that. But they have been just hitting the spot this cozy
season. You're just ready
for
them? I know. Yeah. My last gung-ho month was October, and then I cut it in half for November, and I'm hoping to literally cut it in half for December. I just been burnt out, I think. A lot of it is I'm burnt out. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted, obviously. Throwing up takes a lot of my time.
It does.
The last thing I want is an audiobook playing a spicy scene when I'm purging my guts up. So I feel like I haven't read in like weeks. This is the first week I got back into it. The last little bit of November, I was so miserable that I did not read anything. Mm-hmm. I'm running a buddy read of Tog. I'm behind.
I say, where are you at?
They're like almost done with the tandem, and I am on Air of Fire. The start of Air of Fire.
Just a little behind.
I know. It's terrible. I'm so bad, but it's because Okay, like the story starts, right, with Throne of Glass, but then like the story begins with Air of Fire, and yes. That's when I was really ramping up like how sick I was, and I wanted nothing to taint it. So I've just been waiting. Like, I'm just taking a pause.
Are you been eyeball reading it, or are you listening to it?
I did it all on audio this time.
Or just regular audio?
No, I don't think the graphic audio is out yet for all of them.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
But I feel like I picked up more because I'm such an audio girly, like even with the first three. It hit a lot harder too, like the emotions, because the narrator is so good for it. So I was doing that, and then I stopped, and then I literally just started reading again probably this week, and it's because, if anyone doesn't know, I am one of Elliot Rose's PAs, and that woman has made me fall in love with a white shoes. Like, I swear, she writes great white shoes, and she just sent me the first copy of her new in the Macabre God series, and I'm honestly just eating it up. I've only read like five chapters.
That is not how my brain sounds out that title.
Macabre Gods.
Macabre? I feel like that's how
it's definitely like Macabre. And her voice, since she's also New Zealand, it's so beautiful on all the voice notes. I stumble over it, but I do believe it's like Macabre.
I'm gonna have to train my brain to know that.
Anyway, already I'm just like, we are in it. We are so in it. She just writes so good too that
she does.
It makes it really easy for me to get in it. And then I love making content and stuff for her. So I'm doing that. I have a couple other like content pool type reads that I'm doing for authors, but this will be like the first time I'm diving back in. And all I want is to read, is to like reread things. Like also, yeah. Like, I don't know. I really miss Devney. And you guys are probably like, what do you mean? You read Devney all the time.
How do you miss her?
But before Crossroads and Sunlight came out this year, my favorite series of all time from her is Calamity Montana. And I haven't reread that ever. And so a lot of my friends were asking me like, how should I read Devney? How should I read it? And so now I'm like, wait, I want to reread Calamity, because my favorite book of hers before this duet came out is the last book in that series, The Brood. I would let Wilder Abbott do anything to me, literally at any time.
Badass name, I gotta say.
It's everything. He is low-key in Ezra Fitzgerald from A.L. Jackson, but in his own little way. It's so good. I definitely think I'm going to do that, but I'll probably have to wait till the new year. But my new year is starting immediately with a reread of Fourth Wing and a reread of Iron Flames. Real quick, did you see Jules' story today? Jules did a bookish, like, we listen and we don't judge. And I was going off on all the things I fucking hate. And I ended it with Zayden Ryerson is a fuck and Violet deserves better. And she agreed, though. And I was just like, I bet you we're making the girlies angry today.
Uh-oh.
I'm really excited.
I have time to reread before Onyx Storm, yeah. Right?
I genuinely love this series. I think it changed the game for me in the fantasy world a little bit, because I read it before Tog. Like, I don't know. It just really got me in it, and I love Violet. So I'm excited. And I make my husband take off work the next day, because I normally don't ever stay up reading anymore. But there's just something about staying up and reading a whole Rebecca Yarros book that it really makes me happy. So I'm very excited for it. I'm nervous.
What's the actual release date? January what?
January 21st.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot of January releases, and I didn't realize it until I started to write them down.
Oh, gosh. You're going to send me that list for the January release post we do.
That's why I started thinking of it, and I was like, I should probably start writing these down when I'm getting emails and other updates, and I was like, oh, my, because Lena made me think of it, because JP's coming out in January.
Yeah, I mean, JP's coming out.
She kind of got me going. I was like, oh, I should probably start writing these down, and man alive.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be busy.
I bother her a lot for that, man. She's probably going to be like, hey, you fell off the face of the earth after JP. I'm like, well, you delivered what I wanted. You gave me what I wanted.
Aw, poor MJ. No, we want
MJ. I'm ready for MJ as well, just to end with the king girl. But there are good ones. I know that Catherine Cowles has like a new, all like a standalone coming out, like all his missing pieces or all the missing pieces or something like that. It has like a really cute like 70s van on the front of it. Eva just got a freaking like net galley. I don't know how she gets approved for all the net galleys. I don't get approved for shit. And so she's reading it and says it's really good.
I haven't attempted net galley because I just don't. I'm too old. I can't figure it out, you guys.
So there are a lot. But I am really trying to scale back. Like, I would be fine if I read the same amount, but if they were rereads. Like, my goal for 2025 is to reread, honestly, a lot. Like, a lot of the 2020 stuff. Like, I'm ready to get back into my bully romance era.
Oh, yes.
I think I've lived in small town for a long time, and I love it. But I just think I need to break it up with, like, more angst. I just, you
know me.
Speaking
of bully, I do have Rena Kent on my goal of 2025. I have to get to her.
Love Rena. And there's just something about Aiden King that I'm like, I would let that man publicly humiliate me. I would. I really would. He's so good.
I know
She's
it wouldn't
great.
Be starting at the beginning, but I've heard such good things about God of Fury.
I know. And that is like the one thing I haven't got to her is that new series, but I just kind of want to jump in and read that because of the
I do too. Yeah.
And all the artwork that comes out for it every day, I'm like, I just saw one today and it was like them up against a tree in the woods. And I was like, I need to read this book.
I didn't see that. Send it to me, please.
Immediately. Yeah, I will. I'm like, I need to read this immediately. I think they were doing a little primal play. Lord.
Ooh, love.
Love. I know. I'm like, love. We aren't going to have an Arena Rex today. She don't write Christmas fluff. She writes scary stuff. I used to be like, I don't know. It's kind of scary. My mom's like, it's not scary. They're just bullying her. My mom loves Rena too. So I think you'll be just fine.
I'll it's be good. A-okay.
She's like good, like, it's not like romantic suspense. Well, it is, but it's more like romantic psychological thrillers. Like, I feel like she's really good about like really fucking up your brain by the then you're like, I don't know where this is going, but I love that about it.
I'm in for it. So I'm ready for it.
Good. All right. We have a lot of fucking holiday wrecks. I was going through my list and I had a lot more than even this. So these are some tried and trues. Ones that I probably you'll be like, duh, of course your guys are recommending those because the authors that are behind them. But I'm ready when you are. Do you want to start?
Okay. Yeah, I can start. I am going to start with, I think, the only one that is considered a full-length novel on my list, actually, which is Tangled in Tinsel.
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot
Trelina
about that.
Pucci. Yeah.
That's this Sam, is a, right?
Yes. Yep. This is Samantha. Sam, she gets snowed in with four men, Jace, Reed, Alec, and Cole. And it is a...
That's a lot of men.
Merry good time. It is so good. There's no swords crossing.
No, that one doesn't have it. Yeah.
Their whole attention is just on Sam. And
I mean, that's a dream.
I mean,
I'm like, we.
I wouldn't be complaining. So
I would want swords to cross, but.
It's my ideal situation, yes. But for no swords crossing, it's done phenomenally well. I love it.
I love that new cover, too.
Yes, this was one of her special editions that just came out. I like it a lot. But yeah, no, it's fun. Very spicy.
Is a lot of these are just pure spice, folks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A lot of times with holiday wrecks, you're getting snow and fucking.
Yes. And I guess you could kind of say it's a little bit forbidden because she's working for them. I guess you could say it's like boss employee, but...
It's good. I did. I have read that one.
It's hilarious. I love Trelina's writing.
She is funny.
You are laughing out loud.
Yeah.
During her book, so I love
and that's
them.
On audio too,
it
which is.
Is
nice.
Yes, so good.
Love. We'll start with the tried and true. I love Piper Rain. Piper Rain is awesome. Two authors that have been writing together for like 7 years now. They have three full holiday standalones. I think they might be novellas, but I also feel like they're kind of long if they're for novellas. You know what I mean? Let's see. That's Single and Ready to Jingle. Brother's Best Friend. Enemies to Lovers. That one's in New York City. Clause and Effect was last year's, which is a road trip, which I really like. And then they come across only one bed and an inn. And then the new one that just came out, which is also really good, is called Merry Christmas. And it's Mistaken Identity, Enemies to Lovers, like One Night Stand. All great. They're all on audio. I think they're bundling them in the next week or so you can get them all for one credit, which is great. But you can't go wrong with Piper Rain, honestly. Everything they write is so good. And these are just like a good tried and true holiday. Like, I love all the colors of their books, too. They're always like neon, but it's so good. Love. I honestly hope they come out. They keep coming out with them because I think their holiday ones are so fun. And it's a good way to get introduced to their writing style because they are all standalones. So
that's nice.
Highly, highly, highly recommend all those. I don't have any physical copies of any of these Christmas books, just so everyone knows. I guess I need to add those to my list. But
add them to
really
the wish
like
list.
Merry Christmas was really good. They're also really funny too. I think a lot of like holiday recs also have a lot of humor in them.
Yeah, I love them for that.
So 10 out of 10, recommend those.
Especially and I feel like people get a lot of stress around the holidays.
Yes. And so like it's a nice short, to have funny, a short, spicy, funny thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the way to go. So that's my first one. All right. Next for you.
Mine is not necessarily, I was like, does this count? And you're like, yeah, it counts. I was like, okay. So it's Fire Night by Penelope Douglas. It is the last little novella of the Devil's Night series. And Fire Night, aka, is like solstice. So the longest night of the year, which I think is December 21st, if I'm remembering correctly.
I think you're right.
But it's just a fun time. It's like an extended epilogue with them in the future. We got to see all the main characters that you read in the main four books many years down the road. I don't even remember how many with all of their kids.
I need to read that series. It's literally always there. Like, it's not that I don't want to. It's just life keeps freaking passing me by. And then it's not October anymore. And I want to read it for October.
Same with, like, I had the goal of reading, like, so many things this spooky season, and I didn't read a single one because of all the fucking arcs. Second October in a row that I had that plan, and it just went to shit.
Next year is the year!
Yes, but Fire Night is great. It just, there's a lot of plot. I mean, there is still some spice to it and stuff, but it's more plot, actually, than spice. But there's a really interesting storyline with their kids and being kidnapped, actually, and one of their boys, like, being a badass, and I love him for it. And it does, what is great and not so great about the end of this is they set up a great, like, next-gen series, like, in a storyline,
like
in a
spin-off.
Teaser, a spinoff, but they've been very adamant that there's no more coming and that the spinoff is not happening. But, like,
sucks.
The setup is there.
I know.
It's there. And so I guess if they changed their mind, like, it's there, but I'm like, come on!
I know, I understand authors want to do other things, but I'm just like, hey, what about that second gen?
Yeah.
Like, I think about that a lot, honestly, with Lena, because I'm like, you wrote all of these kids. What the fuck do you mean that you're not doing a spinoff later?
Right. So I would, like, be so fucking happy if there was an announcement that there was a next
one of your
out.
Wishes.
It's one of
your
my
three wishes.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could ask a genie for a wish, that would be one of them.
The first wish I'd ever ask for is for them to wipe my memory of Tog, just so everyone is clear. And I want me to stumble upon it organically.
Love it. What do you got coming up next for a holiday rec?
I think this one actually might be a full length, but Claire Kinsley came out with How the Grump Saved Christmas, and it's a Christmas, maybe it is a novella, but it's a Christmas novella of one of her first series that I haven't read, but she said you could jump in and read this. Loved it. That is like a sassy farm girl, and they own a Christmas tree farm, and like the grumpy businessman that's trying to buy it, and it's like a second chance, small town, love small town, love Claire Kinsley. She's really started moving up my list.
Hearing her a lot lately.
I love her writing. She does great romantic suspense. That's the series, the Haven Brothers, that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
But this series, I think, is true. It's more true to small town. I know that that main series this one comes from is like rival families, I think within the same town or like a town over. But highly, highly recommend. She writes great books, like great spice, also laugh out loud funny, but they're always never long enough. Not that she's writing short books, but every fucking time it ends, I'm like, what do you mean?
We stop there?
I'm like, I think it's my fault for listening to them so fast on audio.
That
but
2X
so,
gets you.
I know, but my brain hates it when it's slower. But it's so cute, and I really like all of her covers for this. They're like hand drawn, like watercolor types of this like really cute little red truck. And there's like a meme that goes around that's like, it's a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And then she came out with the cover, and it's that little red truck from the series hauling a Christmas tree. And so of course I was like, I have to read it immediately.
Yep.
So good. I recommend anything by Claire.
Can I tell you where my brain just went?
What?
Little Blue Truck and Christmas. Oh. Do you guys have the Little Blue Truck books? They have the Halloween and Christmas.
Oh,
and
yes.
Little Blue Truck goes to the city and all these different
and
ones.
And like Little Blue Truck Goodnight Construction Site. Yes, we do have those. That's
funny.
We're
moms, you guys.
Oh, we are moms, first and foremost. I know. But I recommend literally anything by Claire Kinsley. She is so quickly moving up my list. Like, I think I've had to divide my favorite authors into, like, I have like my big three of small town, which is Lena, Devney, and AL. But I definitely have had to create like a romantic suspense category, I think, because like Catherine Cowles and Claire, they're really trying to move up those ranks. And I'm like, I don't have room for you.
We gotta
on this
make a
list.
New subgenre for you.
So 10 out of 10, recommend. So good. I'm really excited to backlist. That's one of my things. I actually just bought that whole series on Audible for the audio sale.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get into that come the new year.
Next one is by an author that you guys probably haven't heard of. Her name is Sarah J. Maas.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's this little series called ACOTAR, and one of the novellas is called A Court of Frost and Starlight. And
it is good.
It is so good. I know a lot of people
hate on it, but honestly,
I just don't get it. It's just, it was a nice gift. Would you rather we not have it? Like, I don't understand.
It was a nice gift before she made us read about a bitch named Nesta.
Yes. So, like, I'm thankful for this book. I think
it's great. The snowball fight, them being drunk decorating the tree.
Yes. You really get to see my man Cassian and family
as being like,
and I love
hey,
it so much.
I'm in the room. Did you guys know I'm in the room?
Although, I mean, it does set the scene for Nesta and like,
yeah,
it's
it
being
is
thrown in the river, and I'm just like,
it's important.
Fuck you. But I love it. It's winter solstice. They exchange gifts. It's the longest night of the year. It's their tradition. I love it. So
yeah, it's great. I do want to reread ACOTAR.
Do you?
In the new year as well. Yeah.
Are you
because
do graphic
I read
audio?
It. I think I'm going to do the graphic, and also because I just think I need to give her a chance, even though I know I don't like her. I like her journey and what she goes through. I just think Nesta's a bitch.
Yeah. I've warmed to her since my reread. I have.
I think, and that's what people told me. They were like, I hated her so much, but then like when I reread it, I like she really like you understood more.
Yeah,
and so
I think it's because when my first time going through with being the oldest sister, I was like, I just can't fathom how this is this
how
happening.
She, how
like,
it's my dad only and you other siblings don't even fucking exist from his sperm.
Yeah, and that and like even like back to book one, you know, like at the beginning of ACOTAR and why she's letting her sister go out and provide for that. I'm just like, and like to go.
Yeah, she's like, good luck. I hope that evil fucking guy that just came and got you treats you well.
Yeah, but now that I had all that information while I was trying to give her the benefit of
the doubt.
I
have heard from quite a few people, I mean, like, that dislike her just as much as me, like, it took a reread, and then they were like, I kind of fell in love with her. I also wasn't in the best headspace while reading her, so I probably was just like, what a bitch. I was just like in a bad mood and being like, this girl is a bitch.
So I still wouldn't say I'm a Nesta fan, but I do tolerate and appreciate her more. Yes.
I can get behind that. I can fully get behind that. Let's see here. One that we got sent the audio by Holly June Smith. The series is Snowbound Secrets. So she had Can I Tell You Something come out. And that is Brother's Best Friend. They're sneaking around. He's an audio erotica star. And she's his biggest fan. And then she finds out, like, that's my brother's best friend. And I'm just like, well, sure is. It's good. Spicy. That is some good spice in there. And then book two, I haven't got to it yet, but I'm really excited for it because I know he's British, she's Scottish.
Ooh.
They're
Ooh.
Friends with benefits and secret tattoos are involved on both counts, on both parties.
Lord have mercy. So you're just like, that's like my kryptonite.
I know.
Right there.
I am very, very, very excited to get into book two for that because book one on the audio was great. Loved it. He's an American and she's like a lifelong Londoner in that one. But the sneaking around and stuff, I don't know what it is about sneaking around with your brother's best friend. But as we've all learned together through the podcast episodes, I am a big fan of brother's best friend. Literally, all I have to see is that trope. And I'm like, you're going on the Goodreads TBR first. Sure.
Added to the list.
And Holly is so nice. I've had a chance to chat with her and stuff, and she's so nice. And it makes it just, I think it's not that it doesn't have to have correlation, but when you meet like the nicest bubbly authors and they write some of the filthiest smut, I'm just like, my Lord. Like, I don't know. I just love it. I love that.
Love the juxtaposition.
Yes. So I'm just like, she's great. Wonderful. I'm not sure when the third one comes out, but another one is coming out in this little series. And I can't wait. Love it. Love it. Love it. Oh, that second book is called See You Next Winter. I really want to jump into that one soon. I'm honestly trying to get to it in December. It was one of my little like, hey, I'm worried though, folks. This is a random side note, but my friend, our friend Laura, she has me reading The Boys of Toman this month, and I've been quite warned that I'll cry on a normal non-pregnant day. So the hormones that I've been feeling lately.
That's one of those series that's on Sister Brit's Never Gonna Read list.
Sorry, I know, guys. I'll love it. And it's really like low spice, I think. Like, it's like a lot of just like plot and stuff. I won't lie, I'm a little nervous. I am gonna still do it, but that one honestly might take me out. And so See You Next Winter might have to be bumped to January, where I can freaking recope with life. What you got?
Okay, the next is a duo, a combo, because it is by my girl Sadie Kincaid. She has come out with so many holiday shorts over the years, and I love her for it. She came out with A Ryan Christmas, which the Ryan brothers was my first Why Choose On accident, so they are special to me. But she came out with A Ryan Christmas, and then last year she came out with Another Ryan Christmas. But they're super short. I don't even know if you would consider them a novella. I call
like
them
like 80
shorts.
Pages. Like,
yeah, they're super short, but they're full of spice. They're good. You get them when they're happy in the future. At this point, with
that's
A Ryan
best.
Christmas, they have twins at this point. And one of the gifts that Jesse, the FMC, wants to do for all the guys is get a tattoo that represents all of them. But she's definitely afraid of needles.
Oh.
And so they have a tattoo artist that is a female come to their building that they own in New York City. And they set up like a tattoo shop in one of their rooms there. And she like sneaks down. But one of the guys figures out that she's like up to something. And she's like starting to panic because the needle turns on. And she's like, I haven't even like touched you yet or started this. Like, how are we going to do this? She's like, could you just like give us a minute and step outside? And they ended up banging. And then they have her come back in while he's still inside of her, and then she gets him to release by just squeezing, and that's the first time I'd ever read that. So.
And that's on that.
So that's that. Merry Christmas,
I love
you guys.
Tattoos. I would have a hard time if I was afraid of needles. I love tattoos.
And what's so funny is that when they go back upstairs, and she's like, I got a tattoo for you guys. They're all like, you're scared of needles. How'd this happen? And one of the brothers figures out like what happened to make it be doable, and now like a couple of your brothers like to do like have the schmink that they want to have public sex, and they're like, oh, so this is a thing now we can do, and the other two are like, no, and they're like, hold on, you started this.
They're like, wait a minute.
Wait,
I thought we were into the voyeurism here.
But yeah, so if you want a smutty Christmas with the Ryans, I highly recommend both.
Highly. Another muddy Christmas. S.J. Tilley, I fell in love with the first Christmas novella she came out with called Second Bite.
I won it in a giveaway from Brittany, Happy Endings Always. And I still haven't gotten a chance to read it.
So that is a baking competition with a celebrity chef. Like
the British Bake Off?
Literally, yeah, British Bake Off vibes. That's how I kind of, SJ, I would like be like, I don't know if we're friends, but like we chatted a lot when that book came out about Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
I loved that book. And then she came out with Snowden Bite, which is another, like, still the same kind of premise. And then she came out with A New Year's Bite. But they all just got put into one book called Baby Cakes. And it has this really hot, older, because these are age gaps, but I love them. They're all like this and then up old age
cover
gaps.
Model, yes.
But the cover model is this like, not like old, but he's just like an older gentleman that looks like the sexiest Santa you could ever want.
Yes.
And he's like only in a little red apron, like holding cookies on it. Love.
I think of him as part of Sarah Kate's Salacious Players Club. Yes. I'm blanking on the name of that book, but you know
Highest Bitter or something. Bitter.
Yep.
But I absolutely love this little series. I'm a huge British Bake Off fan anyway. Like, I love anything that is baking, cooking, or like HGTV style. And so I honestly was a little nervous when I started reading it because I was like, I wonder how well this will actually translate on page. Mm-hmm. Perfection. 10 out of 10. Loved it. I honestly have read it, but like for the last, like, I think I read it last year again, and it's so quick, I'll probably do it again, but I really want to get the all-in-one with that new cover motto because yeah. I love it. I haven't read New Year's Bite yet, so I'm excited to get to that one, but SJ, she knows how to write some spice, but like she writes also really funny. Like, I don't know, when I first was reading her, like a lot of her stuff isn't very funny, which it doesn't have to be. Like a lot of it's like mafia and stuff like that. But these are so funny, so good. And genuinely, it feels like you're on an episode of The Great British Bake Off. It's so good. And I don't know, I just like all the little moments that she has in it. And so when I saw that she was coming out with the, what are those called? Like ambiguous or something, you know, where you're putting them all in one.
Oh, an omnibus?
So when she was so when she was coming out with that for baby cakes, I was like, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. So highly recommend, especially if you like SJ and you've never tried it. Yeah. It's a little bit different from what she writes, but it's still SJ Tilly, if that makes sense. Next.
Love it.
For you.
I don't remember a lot about this book. I'm going to be 100% okay. Honest. I read it last December, though, and I know I loved it. And it was Trick Shot by Kayla Gross.
I want to read it because I've fallen in love with the way she writes everything.
That's why I feel bad, because I know it was great and I know I loved it. But okay. It's just one of those things where it was a 5-star forget.
Hey. That happens.
And it hit the spot. So if you're looking for an MMF with Swords Crossing, holiday white shoes this season,
I'm reading it.
Go for it.
Like, literally.
Trick Shot. Highly
this
recommend.
This pregnancy is making me fall in love with white shoes. I don't know what's going on with my hormones, but we've decided, you know what? If the Swords Cross, we really like it. Which honestly is a great playoff because I know I've talked about it for 100 weeks. But if you guys haven't read X's and O's yet, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? That is the best white shoes I have ever read.
I am trying to get to it. My 10 before the end, though, is going to hell. But that's going to be one that I am getting to.
Is without a doubt, I've probably read 50, 60, 70 white shoes, but without a doubt, the best white shoes I have ever read in all of my reading journey. Swords cross all the time in that book. It's so good The girl likes voyeurism, so she likes to watch them. And I don't care if this is a spoiler or not, the Christmas Primal Play literally lives rent-free in my head. I love Primal Play before, but there is something about knowing that a man is hunting you down, and when he catches you, that's going to be your Christmas tree you cut down after you fuck on it. Listen.
Sold.
I can't wait. Bought the audio. I fully plan on doing a full reread first time listen because I can't wait. And it's all... like, there's three narrators, you know what I mean? It's not one guy doing both guys, so I'm really excited for the way that she has it set up. It's so good. And I'll be the first to be like, I don't really like White Shoes. I'm going to make everybody read this because, let me tell you, it unlocked something feral within me. I'm like, if we have Swords Crossing...
altering that brain chemistry over there.
Literally, it was already changed. And then when it gets closer to the end and they're like, this is how we find our Christmas tree every year. I was like, this is how we find our Christmas tree. I'm like, how can we implement this into real life? Loved it. 10 out of 10. Kayla is awesome. I also got to do some work with her for that book and it changed the game for me. I was
so much fun.
I was like, I actually think if you write it in a way that my brain likes it, I can get behind your white shoes. But swords have to be crossing for me to really enjoy it. I don't know why, but for me, I don't want all the attention on just the girl. I'm like, let's share the attention with everybody.
I do like it when everybody is attending to each other.
10
it doesn't matter.
Out of 10. I literally can't stop talking about it. I can't stop thinking about it. People will bring like, what's the best book you've read? And part of me wants to be like, because it's so out of left field for me.
Yeah,
like,
nobody expects that coming from you.
A white choose that I'm just like, this book is really up there. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if it was in my like, probably won't make my top 8, but like top 10, which I know because I just do like the MySpace top 8. But
yeah,
she is up there. And it makes me want to go back and read Trick Shot and some of her other stuff because apparently... swords are always crossing. They're always... mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I'm... love it. 10 out of 10 recommend for anybody. Like, if you're like, I don't know. I say try it if you aren't really into white shoes, I say try it still, because I don't know how to stop talking about it. I keep telling Kayla on Threads, like, I recommended your book 100 times today.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, you love really enjoyed it.
I'm keep like, going, girlfriend.
I know. I'm like, how do we, can everyone write Christmas Primal Play?
That would make this so much better. Thanks, guys.
Love it.
What
you got, girl?
I just recently read No Harm, No Foul by Hannah Cowan. And it was so good. It is small
That's
town.
That's like that really pretty green cover with the like ornaments on it,
yes.
right?
Yep. Yep. It's small town, snowed in, ex's dad, accidental pregnancy. I just.
It was love accidental pregnancy here.
Yes. It was so good. It's also kind of, I guess, a bit forbidden because she's doing a project for him.
Oh.
I don't.
Yeah.
You could kind of say, but I mean, it's insta-lust / love.
My favorite.
You know, yes, it's just the spice hits at like 30%. It's just,
yes,
it just starts and it goes. And it has my favorite microtrope of
jizz
in
the pants.
Jizzing in his pants. And I am like, yes. Oh, and you want to know what else it has that I think is way underused and authors should use it more? The classic dry humping. It can be done so well. And it was done well in this book. I loved it.
Definitely.
Mm. And there was butt stuff, which I also like.
Always so. a 10 out of 10. Love it. I'll never forget that email or something we got from Lena that was like, this has butt stuff in it. Remember that? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we were like, we're just going there. I loved it.
Love. So yeah, No Harm, No Foul was
and you
a
love
great
some
quick
Hannah.
Read. I do love Hannah. She just easy to read and it's enjoyable. And there's like little Easter eggs with her Cherry Peep series
because
it takes place nearby-ish. And she is going to be writing a Valentine novella
for the
same couple that we just met in Snow Harm, No Foul, Nico and Ivy. So have
love.
That to look forward to.
I already know our Valentine's episode is all gonna, it's gonna be about insta-love. Because so many people hate on it.
They do.
But
and I'm just like,
I would rather insta-love than slow burn.
Me too.
What's wrong with being in love
Although,
right away?
I say me too, but then I can love a slow burn too.
Oh, I can
like
love
too slow
I've learned,
a burn.
Yeah, I've learned to love a slow burn, but I'm sorry, but there's just something about, I fell in love with my husband literally the moment I laid eyes on him and I had told him while I was drunk. So when people are like, that's not true. No, I knew I loved
Living
him the moment.
Right
I'm like, I knew the moment I saw him. I was like, oh, shit, I am in love. So I don't know. There's something about it. Because then you do kind of have to get the backtrack with insta-love. They're like, oh, we love each other. But like, there's always like a tiff. And that's where I think I really enjoy it. Because I love some angst and some plot. So stay tuned for Valentine's Day. Because that episode is insta-love. I already know it. Yeah, Me trying to plan for the new year for us.
Yeah. Plan that baby out.
Love. Elliot Rose.
Oh, yes.
She's amazing.
Yes, yes.
I got to read this early as a beta, but Bouquets and Buckles, I think that's what it's called, right?
I think so.
B&B. I always
B&B.
Like, I always shorten things when we're doing author work. So I believe it's Bouquets and Buckles, but that is just fucking good. What?
One of the MMC, his last name is Rhodes, right?
Yeah. That is best friend's father, kind of ex. It's so good. It's a rancher and a florist, and she has this bright ass pink hair, which I just love.
That's
her staple trademark. She breaks down on the side of the road. She's stranded. Then the father comes, and then the whole premise is like, well, until the snow stops. Like, we have until the snow stops. Like, they clearly have longer. But that is just some good old-fashioned fucking cowboy spice. The whiskey play in that.
Ooh.
For a whiskey tasting. Chef's kiss. 10 out of 10. I don't know what it is about Elliot. She writes so good that she makes me overlook things that I don't give the grace for other authors, which might be mean to say, but I love it. Well, they're also over the age of, like, 18. She's over the age of, you know. So that really doesn't play that big a thing, but I love it. It's not too short, but it's just a good, quick read. And if you like the Crimson Ridge series, like, it's a great add-along because you know who this dad is. Like, we've seen him a little bit on page. So it was fun that he was, like, the whole main thing for this. I thought at first when she was sending it out that it might be, like, Colt and Storm. Like, I thought it might be them mixed, you know what I mean, holiday. But then when you get everything, it's just so good. Love it. I can't wait for the next Crimson Ridge book to come out in March.
I am going to make room for that one before the year is over because it's not that long. So
it's not that long. It's not. It really is so good. Our friend Eva, Literary Botanicals, she like loves Whiskey Play. I would say that's one of like her top microtropes. And we got the beta at the same time. And she was like, yeah, I already read that twice.
Love it. I just read Whiskey Play in Crave Me.
Oh, yes.
So good.
It's so good. I like that.
So good.
It's coming around in more genres. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was really stuck in cowboy land, which, I mean, it makes sense. But I like that we're seeing it pop up in other ways because it's so good. Yeah. So hot. I don't even like
it. I mean,
like...
it makes so much sense in that one with the owning a distillery, obviously.
But... I don't like whiskey. But... I mean, I don't like alcohol really at all, but...
I don't either. Still, when my husband this asks one, me if I want to have a sip, I say sure. And I still make that face.
No.
I'm just like, God, I wish I could be cool and like this, but I don't.
I'm not cool. She drinks fruity little drinks because she can't shoot whiskey. Yeah, that was wrote about me, folks. I would rather die than drink whiskey. But this one also has like unique, it's like a game. It's like a fun, you're going to love it. It's so
I'm
good.
I'm excited for it.
Elliot just writes some good freaking cowboys. I mean, she writes everything good, but man, I have fallen hard for her cowboys this year.
I have too. I'm excited for it.
I know. I can't believe we have to wait till March for the next Crimson Ridge. She's pumping out all these other books. I'm like, why do we have to wait till March?
Can't we just move that up a little?
I know. And I always get it early too. And I'm like, this is taking a long time. She's like, I haven't even started it yet.
Patience. All right. My next one is I choose. And there's no swords crossing in this one, though. It is Gifted to His Dad by Jay Wilder. Oh. I beta read this one a couple of months ago.
That's a beautiful cover.
It is a really nice cover with the three of them on it. So it's MFM. It is stepson, stepdad. They did not grow up together. He wasn't raised by him. They
I'm
met
like,
when
hold
they were
the
adults.
Fucking phone.
I know.
On this podcast? On my podcast?
It's not family fucking, okay?
I'm like, this is what we're doing in the holidays? Do you want me to bring up some of the trauma I've read?
No. They were adults when his mom got with him, and then she, like, abandoned both of them. And so they stayed having a connection and a relationship as you would. And he brings his girlfriend to the cabin. And the girlfriend thinks that no one else is going to be there. And then the dad is there. And
like, hi.
At first, it's just, like, him just being there as, like, a third wheel. And then it morphs into he's involved.
He's got some hands up in there.
Yeah. And holy shitballs, you guys. This is one of the best spice books I've ever read in my life.
Oh,
so good. She writes such good spice. There's lots of double things happening. You know what I'm saying? So it's just highly recommend if you're really wanting smut over plot this holiday season.
Yeah.
It's just, so good.
I feel like tis the season.
Tis the season.
To read Gifted the filthiest smut I love it. You can find. Okay, so a bunch of novellas came out, but in one book called A December to Remember. And it has a lot of my favorite authors in it. By Keeland, Catherine Cowles, Adriana Locke, and my lord and savior in smut, Lena Hendricks. She wrote One Gift, which brought us right back into frickin' out of towner Michigan. And I have never read a novella so fast. I was beyond pissed when it was over. Like, I knew it was going to be short.
Whose story is it?
It's everybody's. It starts with Wyatt. You see some kings. It's perfect. But when we started
with... I forgot to tell you, I made my mom start.
Did you? I plan on rereading... That's probably after MJ's comes out. I want to do like a full straight
through. Sorry, I didn't mean to
re-reading
go
it.
On
no,
a tangent
no, you're
there,
good.
But
I was really, honestly, really excited when I started with Wyatt. And he gets forgotten a lot. And it's not like his book is bad. It's just the first book.
Book one first.
When it opened up with him, I don't know. It brought me right back into like when I was reading One Look. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. And that book is fucking hysterical.
Oh my gosh,
just because of the meet cute and her being a professional
crier.
Mourner. I don't even, it's just hilarious. So it was so fun to see everybody, the tension, but they're trying to keep the peace because they all have kids and it's the holiday. I loved it. There is something so special about Out of Towner. Like
I love that place.
Small town. Clearly everyone knows it, but I genuinely think if I could pick one small town to live in, it would be Out of Towner. I don't know what it is about it. I love it. I can't get enough. Lena writes, I don't know. She's just the best. She's so funny, but in like not, I guess, I mean, it's stereotypical, but like not, you know what I mean? The mm-hmm. nicknames, the weird little things she throws in. Like when we did a whole episode with her talking about all of her writing and when Just Between Us came out, but I don't know. And this was such a fun surprise because I didn't know it was coming. I don't know if I just missed it or what.
No, I had no clue.
So when I saw it, and at first I saw Vi Keelan, and I was like, well, that's going to be a banger, because I love Vi Keelan's how I started. Then I saw Catherine Cowles was the next one, and that's called, like, Mistletoe and Murder. I need to go back and read that one, because she's all about the romantic suspense. Then the list just kept going. Adriana Lott, I was just like, wow. And Chef's Kiss, I do plan on reading all of them. I want to read Catherine's next for the Mistletoe and Murder, but One Gift was so good. It was a gift. A short little gift back into the Christmas life of Out of Towner, and I would use a wish to make it real, I think. I really do. So I highly recommend, and I think that's free. I think you can get it on Kindle, like you're signing up for everyone's newsletter, like the 5 or 6 authors on it, but it is free. So if anyone wants it, they probably won't come to audio unless the authors pull them out individually after a year. So highly recommend. You can go to any like Lena's page or anyone's and like get the book that way, and it'll just like be sent to your book funnel or whatever. But I highly recommend. It's so good. I just love Out of Towner. I would give anything.
I do too.
To go.
I would
to
love to visit that place.
What's your last one?
All right, my last one is Holiday for 6 by Kelly Finley.
Now that's a lot of people and body parts.
That is. if you guys listened to the holiday episode, I talked a lot about Halloween for 6.
Oh yes.
So this was my first Kelly book. Holiday for 6 last December was the first book that I read by her. Now,
is this where they're on the island, or is that the Halloween one?
No, that's the Halloween one. This one, they're on a yacht.
Yes, the
from
yacht.
Like the week between Christmas and New Year's. You
New
know
Year.
That like
yes, yes.
Week
that weird like, lull week that sucks.
Fuck that week, yes. So it takes place during that week, and that's when I read it, and I'm like, oh my god, this is perfect for this right now. Holy shit! So
spice.
Lots of spice. I mean, you have 6 MCs. And it's when the 4, Cade, Reddick, Silas, and Eily, they're kind of in a like quad, whatever you want to call it. Like they're together. But each of them are married, but they're together as the foursome or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have Daniel and Charlie who are married. And this is them coming and joining. And you get to see how they form their 6.
6.
Polycule, I think that's what she calls it. But you get to see how that comes together. Literally, get it? Comes together?
Okay. Brittany.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Oh Lord.
I mean, there's just so much going on in this book. Reddix and Daniel are co-workers. They are famous actors, and they are on this show together. And they have a hidden relationship on the show, and they realized while filming that they do actually have a connection and feelings for each other, and both their wives are encouraging them throughout this week to like explore and figure out if that's something that they want to pursue. And like then there's a twist with like Silas and Charlie having a history from way back when, and him having like a crush on her at one point. So there's lots of different dynamics, and she wrote it where like at the end you could read 2 different versions. She actually wrote them both out where you could have it be that Silas and Charlie end up getting together or they don't. It's just like you can pick
it's
whichever
just you choose. I kind of like that.
There's a choice in that. Why choose?
And, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot.
I had never heard of an author doing that before, so it was just a unique twist. I read it where that they did bang, shocker. Always. And it was great. I loved it. But it was just nice that there was another option for people.
Will
if
you ever
they did
go
it.
Back and read the other option just to see how it is?
Wonderful question that I've actually never given any thought to.
I'd be nosy and I think I would have to read both.
I feel like now I should, but like before now, no, I had no desire yeah. to go and see what That's would have so happened cool. if they wouldn't. Because in my brain, they were all 6 months to be
yeah,
together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just, it worked. And there's lots of fun. It set up some of her other books that came later that were between Halloween and holiday. So it was just, it was a good, fun read to have during that week of nothingness between Christmas and New Year's.
I never know what to do with that week. And but yeah. like some people work.
I mean,
so
I will be working, but it's also just weird, especially this year with it being on Wednesdays, Christmas and New Year's being on Wednesdays. I'm just like, ew.
Why?
Stupid.
I'm not. I'm like, ew, stop.
All right, what are we ending on?
We're ending with Devney Perry, which is no shocker. Okay,
what?
But fun random, I know, I've never read her. It's actually insane. Fun random little story. So I read, Devney Perry, for those that don't know, used to write under a pen name, Willa Nash. And so I read these books as Willa Nash. And it took me telling Brittany last year, I was like, these three books are so good. They're always on my mind. And when I was looking at it, I was like, Willa Nash, Devney Perry. Oh, that is literally Devney Perry. So they are now, I think the same covers, it's all, but they're all three in one. Because they are novellas, but they are under Devney Perry now. And it's the Holiday Brothers. That's their last name, Holiday. It's just so good. They are small town. I mean, Devney writes good smut, but there's always plot, which is why I like her. So the first one is The Naughty, the Nice, and the Nanny. The single dad nanny, he's a billionaire. You know, he needs help this holiday season. And that is some insta love. I love it. Ate it up. The second one is my favorite, which is A Partridge in a Pregnancy. So good. So good. Obviously, accidental pregnancy, but it's a second chance with That's one of the cool. Holiday Brothers. So I really like, I just liked the way that that second chance played out. And then the third one is Three Bells, Two Bows, and One Brother's Best Friend, which is also so freaking good. It wants to steal the top spot, but obviously that's Brother's Best Friend. Office Romance, Forced Proximity. Devney, like, hardly ever misses. That's why I just am like, you can't go wrong with her, honestly. Like, pick up one of her books and freaking start reading them. Because she nails it every time. Even when she was writing under another name, I was like, these Christmas books are great. Yep, that's because they're Devney Perry, Libby. Like, get your life together. So good. They're all in one on Kindle, all in one for one credit on audio. And I think they're like, they're on sale for the holiday season. So you could go and grab those. They're just so good. I will always recommend Devney, obviously. She's one of my favorite authors. She's great. I think these are some of the only holidays she has. The only other one I can think of, which is just a novella, which is the novella origin story to the Edens. And I think that's called Eden Legacy. And it's how the two parents met in the 80s or the 70s or something, like, and how they fell in love and all of that stuff. And it's like a little bit Christmas themed, but this Holiday Brothers is so good. I recommend it every year because they've been out for years. But they always stick at the top of my list whenever someone's like, I'm in the mood for holiday. I'm like, you should read Devney. Her holiday books, so good. I don't know. She hardly ever misses. So I already know I'm going to be listening to these because I bought them. I bought the one credit.
I love it. I am looking forward to meeting Devney in 2025.
I know. I will bully you into it.
I know.
Straight up. I'll send
it's gonna
the whole.
Happen.
I'll send every one of our listeners after you.
It will be happening in the new year.
I was trying to think if there was anything else that was on my brain. Most of them are just like novellas from series that have already, you know, happened. So they just write one little novella that's Christmas. But I feel like this is a great list, honestly.
Heck yeah.
You get a little bit of everything. Why choose? Small town. There's some angst in some. Most of them are just spice and fluff, which I feel like that's where I like my fluff. It's the holiday time.
Most of
the year I want angst and amazing plot. Like I want to figure out the whodunit, but I feel like December is very like, I just want to read people fucking, honestly. For a good 100 trip pages.
Year.
Right. It's like, 'tis the season to be snowed in and fucking. And they're always like, there's only one bed. They're snowed in at the inn. And I'm just like, I eat it up every time. You're never going to hear me complain about it. So, so, so good. I mean, there's endless recs. I think that there's a post that I want to make here soon for us about more wrecks. All of these will be in our wrap-up as well. But hey, I think that's a pretty good rapid fire, if I do say so myself.
I think we did pretty good of not getting the rapid fire too lengthy. Yeah.
I'm sorry that I like to talk about books. That's the whole point.
That's what you're here for, folks.
What you're here for, folks. So I think we just keep it short and sweet, don't you? I honestly am in the holiday spirit a little bit more, honestly. I'm like, wow, some of these are so good. And that's the thing is, like, people will ask for recs, and then I start talking about them. I'm like, damn, that was a good book. And then you're like, yeah, that's why you're recommending it. But it makes me want to reread them. So I definitely have a couple that I know I'm going to do, SJ's and Devney. But the rest of December is to be determined, because I try, every time I plan something out, it fails.
I know, my plans have not been going according to plan.
They fall right on through the cracks. But I think that's where we leave you here, folks, with a short and sweet and spicy holiday episode. Spice. So until next week, I am your host, Father Lip.
And I'm your co-host, Sister Britt.
And we will see you guys next time. Peace and blessings.
Bye, guys. Peace and blessings.
Go read some holiday smut.